You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are talking guide dogs. Joining me today is Maureen Rose to talk about her guide dog, Polly. So the first question really is kind of, you know, when you chose to apply for a guide dog, what made you want to do it? What convinced you that's the right kind of option to go for?
Well, I've always liked dogs. I had a dog when I was a child, and I just thought it would be a really nice alternative to using a cane. I'd heard so much good things about guide dogs, you know, they change lives and all this. And I can quite honestly say I think it did. She really changed my life.
So let's find out about Polly then, and the first time you met her, you know, when they bring the guide dog to you so you can meet them, how was that?
That was lovely, actually, because to start with, I did actually have a black Labrador for a little while, but she was very feisty and she had to go back for more training. She actually pulled me over. So I had a period where I didn't have a guide dog for a while. So I waited quite a while for Polly. And I remember the day the lady brought her around to introduce me, and I just sat on the chair and I was chatting to her, and she just went sniffing around the room. I felt quite excited. I thought, oh, this is going to be great. You know, she was such a lovely dog as well. Polly is a cross Labrador retriever. So her mum was actually a black Labrador and her dad was a golden retriever.
And what's Polly's personality like? What's she like as a dog?
Polly is a very laid-back dog. She's very friendly to everybody. She's sort of like, if anyone comes to the home, she is always pleased to see them. She gets on with everybody. When I've taken her to events, I used to go to a choir where we all stood in a great big circle, and I'd take her with me, and she'd walk around the whole circle of people and just sort of say hello. She just likes saying hello to everyone, make sure she'd met everyone. Because I also got a little cat that I had before, Polly, and they used to get on really well, or they get on really well.
I was going to ask, how did Polly and the cat get on? Because that can sometimes be quite interesting.
No, they got on fine, really. Yeah, they just really got on fine. Quite good friends, in fact. And Polly, as I say, she's so laid back, you know, that nothing sort of fazes her.
When it comes to working, what is she like as a worker?
She's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I used to walk down to the town where I lived, and she was great. She'd weave her way through everybody. We'd get there as quickly as possible, and she was absolutely great. One time I used to volunteer for the RNIB in London, live in Southend-on-Sea, and we'd get on the train and we'd go to King's Cross. So we'd go to Liverpool Street and then catch a tube from Liverpool Street to King's Cross. We didn't have to go on an escalator, luckily, because she's not escalator trained. And we walked down the busy road to Judge Street, where it used to be. I think it's moved now, but we used to go there one day a week, and she was great.
Anything in particular that stands out to you that she used to really do well? I mean, you know, it sounds like everything she did was great, but like, is there anything in particular that stands out to you that you thought, oh, she's particularly good at this?
I think when we used to walk down the high street and there's people in front of us, she was very good at sort of weaving her way around them. That impressed me very much. Just the way, if somebody was in front of us and they're walking a bit slow, she was sort of, come on, we're going to get around them.
Did she have any, you know, what I always like hearing is kind of personality traits and kind of funny habits that makes the dogs unique. Did she have any kind of funny habits or characteristics that kind of were unique to her?
She was quite funny. In the morning, when we get up in the morning, I'd open the back door for her to go, you know, busy, busy. And she would always go out and have a roll on the grass. Nearly every morning she would do that. And she used to come over and put her chin on your lap. If you felt sad or anything, she'd come over and put her chin on your lap.
I like the dogs love a roll in the grass. My dog likes to just kind of jump around on the grass, run around and jump up and down like a little rabbit sort of thing. He does that especially when we kind of get back home after a walk or when he kind of quickly sneaks onto the grass, it's always quite funny because then it's kind of playing catch, trying to catch him and bring him back inside. It's quite cute. How old is Polly now?
Well, Polly, my guide dog, is actually, she's retired now. So she is 13 years old. So I've had her since she was 2 years old. So she's actually retired.
Are you thinking of getting another guide dog?
I would like to. Unfortunately, I've moved a couple of times. I was living in Southend originally. I was quite near the town and we had some good straightforward routes. And then I moved near my daughter in Shropshire and she had a change of heart and I was had a few routes there. She decided she wanted to move to Birmingham and I moved back here, but I'm not in quite such a good area, a bit isolated where I am. So I'm trying to perhaps move again so I can get somewhere a bit more, bit nearer the town again. But I would love to have another guide dog, yeah, be great. But I know, you know, there seems to be a bit of a shortage at the moment, I don't know. And the criteria is quite, it's changed a lot, I think, from when I got Polly.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in hopefully getting a new furry friend. But for now, Maureen Rose, thank you very much for joining us here on Guide Dog Blogs on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.